Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hort, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Tuesday, August 8th. It is brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health care insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals were in full pads on Tuesday, but they practiced without their head coach. Marvin Lewis missed practice for what the team is calling a minor health issue. He's expected to be gone for a day or two, and we certainly wish Coach Lewis a speedy return. Special teams coordinator Darren Simmons ran the show in his absence. Tuesday's practice also included some private instruction for young tackles Cedric Obwehi and Jake Fisher from four-time Pro Bowler Willie Anderson, recently ranked 14th on the list of the top 50 retired players in team history. The preseason opener is coming up on Friday, and one player who figures to get a lot of playing time is third-string quarterback Jeff Driskel. He was drafted by the 49ers last year and joined the Bengals the week of the season opener.
I think it's gone well. I mean, I think I've progressed. There was one day there where I turned it over a couple times, and ever since then, I feel like I've gotten a ton better. You know, making the routine plays, that's what it's about, not putting the ball in danger, and I feel like I've done a good job besides the one day.
I'm joined now by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham. We saw Willie Anderson here today. Anthony Munoz has been here each of the last 2 days. They are the top two tackles in franchise history. And great to see Big Willie working with those young tackles, Obwehi and Fisher, today.
It is, because nobody played that position better than Willie Anderson. And it's a mentality as much as it is, you know, physical aspect of it. And you know, listening to Willie and Anthony talk about footwork and hand placement and technique, and I mean, it's a clinic. I mean, you know, it's a Hall of Fame clinic that you're eavesdropping on. It was great, and I mean, they just have an understanding of the game at such the highest level, because they played the game at the highest level you can play it. So, you know, I think that players, even when they hear it from another guy's voice, you know, you hear it from your coach every day. All of a sudden, in comes a guy that, you know, played at such a successful level, and he's saying some of the same things, and then maybe giving him a little bit more, a little pinch more of something. That's invaluable. I mean, if you're a young player in the NFL, man, you got to be a dry sponge and just soak all that in, everything you possibly can.
The Bengals spent a lot of time working on red zone offense during the course of practice today, and a wide variety of targets caught touchdown passes. I had Tyler Eifert for 3, Tyler Croft with a couple, Alex Erickson had one, Alonzo Russell had one, and I'm leaving several players out. They looked sharp in those red zone periods.
That red zone offensive drill today was about as good as I've seen. I think they scored every opportunity that they were given, and that's rare. But you're right. I mean, they were running good routes, using their body to shield people. Everybody showed themselves very well. Like you said, the tight end stepped up huge in that area. And as we know, over the years, Tyler Eifert is a red zone machine. I mean, when he's in the football game, it is a much different offensive football team in the red zone. He's like a basketball player. He uses that big body to shield people. You know, he can jump, he can run. He's a size speed mismatch nightmare in that red zone. If they put little DBs on him, he'll overpower him. If we put a linebacker on him, he'll outrun him, outquick him. You know, he's tough. And Tyler Croft showed himself well. Like you said, Dan, there were a myriad of weapons there, and that bodes well.
All right, if you haven't made it to training camp yet, you've got one last chance. The final practice that's open to the general public is coming up on Wednesday, and it's going to be a short one, about 3:15 to 4 o'clock. As always, it is free and open to the public. For Dave Lapham and our photographer, Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hort. Thanks for checking out this training camp report here on Bengals.com.